And meanwhile, European Council President Donald Tusk has said that the EU will resolve Spain's political crisis with Catalonia. Now, speaking at a news conference during an EU summit in Brussels, Tusk stressed the bloc's member states firmly believe there's no room for any kind of mediation in the row between Madrid and Barcelona. He said the issue is not on the Council's agenda. Tensions have been running high between Madrid and Barcelona since October 1st, when Catalonia's regional government defied Spanish authorities by holding a secession referendum. Spanish government brands the vote as illegal. And joining us via phone out of San Juan is Mr. Eliyahu Saz, the political commentator. Hello, Eliyahu. Thanks for joining us back on the program. Now, your thoughts on Madrid taking over all of Catalonia?
Well, yes, it's a very delicate situation because even though the Spanish 1978 constitution allows the Spanish government to follow that procedure, to take that step according to Article 155 of that constitution, if there is a violation of Article 2 of the constitution, in which Spain cannot allow the independence of its constituent part, you see, the autonomous regions. But there is the danger of massive unrest, because for sure the Catalonian society is divided. And even though it could be alleged from the electoral census of 2015 that the numbers provided by the separatist government of Catalonia, that 42% voted of electors voted in the referendum, numbers that could be perhaps questioned, but in any case, they represent a divided country, I mean, a divided region. Divided country, if we talk in terms of Spain in general, not just Catalonia, and divided region in terms of the region of Catalonia, that there is a large number of people that they either do not want independence or they are neutral, and they don't take sides. Those opposed to continuing with Spain, those that want independence, they are not going to remain quiet. They are going to at least protest, and these augur or promises, months and perhaps even years of unrest, as long as they don't get independence. You know? So it's an explosive situation.
It is explosive, Eliyahu, but you know what? I mean, Catalonia regional government, they knew that this possibility was there, that Madrid could, invoke Article 155 of the nation's constitution and totally dissolve Catalonia's parliament, totally dissolve their government, take over the region. So why didn't they have a contingency plan in place, or do they? Why didn't Catalonia, the regional government in Catalonia, have a contingency plan in place in case Madrid wanted to invoke Article 155 of the constitution and take over all of Catalonia?
Oh, why they don't have a plan in place? Well, their plan will be to resist, at least politically, because the other option would be perhaps the least favorable one, that would be armed resistance. And if they try to resist openly in an armed rebellion, they don't have the weapons, and then the Spanish security and military forces would quash a rebellion. But if they choose armed insurgency, like terrorism, guerrillas, etc., then that, of course, promises like a sort of a low-intensity civil war, something like ETA, the Basque separatist terrorist group, or Marxist group from the Basque country, that for decades was waging a war of bombings and assassinations. And of course, that would be bad not just for the civil society of Catalonia, for peace in Catalonia, but also for investments and the economy. Let us not forget that Catalonia, even the argument for independence is that it's one of the most productive regions of Spain, if not the most productive, and the most or one of the most attractive in terms of foreign investment. That is going to disappear. So it's really tragic that things have come to this situation, because they are on this threshold of unknown territory, which could go either way. They could just fizzle away, but the movement of independence certainly is not going to disappear. Imagine, since 1640, since the 17th century, from time to time, they have been trying to be independent, if not from before 1640. So it certainly is not going to end of it, to be the end of the story, that's for sure.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining us and for your valuable input there. Mr. Olayo Sazdi joining us there out of San Juan.